This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by the Honorable Senator John Bozeman from Arkansas. Great to see you.
Well, I don't know about honorable, Tony, but it's good to be with you and to be on the show.
Well, you've been busy here in D.C. over the last, well, this session for sure. Things have been really hopping around here, but people have been busy back home in a different way and maybe not such a good way either.
No, it's really been difficult in Arkansas and much of the Midwest with the flooding issues that we've had. Last fall, difficulty in getting out in the fields and harvesting crops because it was so wet, and then maybe tearing the fields up in the process of doing that. And now the rains just don't seem to have quit. And so now we're in a situation where a lot of farmers haven't been able to plant, and then all of the repercussions of that with low commodity prices, the trade issues that we've got going on. So it's just a very difficult situation for our farm community right now.
When we talk about the weather, I guess we could try to regulate it, but it's kind of difficult, has a mind of its own. And you mentioned trade. That's another issue that's completely outside the scope of what producers can control. What's happening?
Well, the president's done a good job of getting the Chinese's attention, and he's done what nobody else has been able to do. I think my message and the majority of Congress is, you know, you've done a great job, but let's wrap it up. And I think they're working very, very hard to do that. The Canada-Mexico agreement has come to fruition. It's just a matter now of getting Congress to ratify that. And so we're going to be working really hard. Your listeners can help us with that because it's a big deal. It's a huge deal for the ag community, and then also a huge deal just for our country in general because of the amount of trade that goes on. What I want to do is constantly look for new markets. You know, 40% of the ag products in Arkansas and most of the country are exported. We've got to look for new markets, whether it's Cuba or this or that, solidifying some of the pacts in Asia. And so we're working very, very hard to do that.
And if you don't mind, you mentioned Cuba. Do we have any updates on what's happening on that front?
We were able to put a little provision on the last in the last go around last Congress. We're going to continue to work that front. 80% of their food is imported. I think that the way that you change people is through relationships. You're not only trading goods and services, but you're also trading ideas. The Cuban population in America has done so well that there's so many ties. Unfortunately, they do get themselves in situations where things are rocking along and then they start messing around in Venezuela and things like that. But we're working very, very hard on that market.
We're talking about the ability to feed other nations, but there's also a focus on feeding here at home. I know you've been working on some child nutrition issues as well.
This is so important. We're in the process of reauthorization of the bill that controls that. We have good feeding programs in schools. Sadly, I think we would all agree that we have a significant population of young people that just simply don't get enough to eat. So the schools have stepped in, doing a great job there. The problem is the summer comes, and then there's this transition. The good news is we've got a lot of entities that are willing to step up, take the place of the schools. But the transition is not an even one. It doesn't work very well. Also, the rules that we have right now concerning summer feeding go back to the 1960s. There's very little flexibility. The country is a very different place. And then also, when you have a one-size-fits-all, rural America, particularly now, rural America is very different than our urban areas. So what we're trying to do is modify that so that we have a much more efficient program, so that we can take care of as many people as in need as possible.
We talk about moving projects through Congress. In most instances, things have to be bipartisan. Is this a bipartisan issue?
Yeah, the good news about this is that it is very bipartisan, and it's a difficult issue. It's one of those things that you work really hard and you get everybody on board. Also, you want to get the NGOs, the non-governmental entities that do such a great job. Make sure that you are doing things that will help them. You want the answers, the solutions to come from the ground up. And so we worked hard to do that. But no, this is a very bipartisan. My goal is to have the same kind of vote, a record vote like we had on the farm bill, in reauthorizing this.
By the way, congratulations on getting the farm bill passed. One of the areas in the farm bill was focusing on rural broadband. And whether we're talking Arkansas or North Carolina, Texas, wherever, it's an issue.
It's a huge issue all throughout the country. And I'm a part of the Rural Broadband Caucus, and we're working very hard. Lots of different groups. One of the problems that we have with broadband is just really knowing exactly what's going on in the country. The maps that are being produced, the mapping is terrible. It doesn't give us any idea at all. In fact, sometimes it gives us the wrong ideas. Lots of areas are coded such that they've got good service, and everybody knows they don't. The good news is that the Federal Communications Commission, they agree with that also. So they're working hard to revise that. That's one thing that we've been able, I think, as a caucus, a broadband caucus, to get done. The other thing is we have to think in terms, regarding infrastructure, it was roads and railroads and runways, the three R's. Now we have to think in terms of broadband. You're not going to have development if it's not there. And so it, along with drinking water and wastewater, are really the keys, along with the other three R's. So we're trying to make sure that whatever we do in the future has those entities combined so that we can create development, create opportunities for people.
It's ironic that you mentioned the maps. That's similar to what we've heard Chairman Pai mention as well. Do we know if anybody has figured out the right maps yet?
Well, they're working hard to do it. You mentioned Chairman Pai. He's from Kansas. He's from rural America. He understands how important this is. But the idea that the chairman of the FCC understands, gets it, and really is committed to making it right. We're just in this situation now. We've got to give them the support that they need, the resources so they can do this right.
This last one's an opportunity for you to just look down the road, something maybe we haven't talked about, but anything that you see that maybe is not on the front burner yet, but will be coming soon. Maybe it's something you're really excited about. What do you see?
Well, I think the biggest thing coming up is just making sure that the Farm Bill is implemented the way that we wrote it. We did have a record number of votes in the Senate, again, completely bipartisan. As you know, this is really not a Democrat-Republican thing. It's regions of the country. But we want to make sure, working with Secretary Perdue, who's doing a good job, he understands agriculture, to make sure that those components are instituted in the way that they should be. I think that's moving along fine. The other things that we have to worry is, or not worry about, but just monitor, is the ability, like the FSA, things like that. We're throwing lots of stuff at them. With these market facilitation programs and this and that, making sure that they've got the resources they need to actually administer these programs so that farmers can be dealt with in an efficient way. You can't control the weather. You can't sometimes control our relationships with other countries and this and that, but you can control the ability to help. And so we need to do that as we can. But there's no excuse for not doing it in an efficient, non-bureaucratic way. And I think everybody's committed to that. These people have good hearts. Sometimes they just don't have the resources that they need.
Appreciate all you're doing. Congratulations on a successful session last time around. You're 6 months into this one. Wish you the best for the rest of the year.
Well, thank you very much. And I really look forward to the nice thing about being on the Ag Committee and dealing with these things is that it is a very nonpartisan group that is working hard for for rural America. Arkansas, it's 25% of the economy, But, you know, in most of Arkansas, it's probably 85 or 90% of the economy. And that's true throughout the country. So it's just a good place to be, and we really enjoy working and serving our farm community.
Again, it's the Honorable Senator John Bozeman from Arkansas on today's Agribusiness Report.